Great to have you along on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here, and we're going to take a look at how you can make your best airfare purchasing decision. And for that, we have Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FareCompare.com. It's a consumer research website. Their motto, never overpay for airline tickets again. And their website, again, FareCompare.com. They receive and process fare information in real time so they can distribute it immediately, and that enables shoppers like you and like me to get a jump on competing sites. And they send alerts as well when prices are changing for a specific flight. So lots going on with Rick, and it's always great to have him with us. Rick, are you there?
I am. Glad to be on again today, Larry.
Really glad to have you back. Are we in a time of high prices? We sure probably are right now.
Yeah, you know, I guess, you know, compared to what we have been, certainly we have. I mean, you know, 2008 and parts of 2009 were in the deepest recession, especially for airline ticket prices. They pretty much bottomed domestically in May of 2009. And since that time, we've seen them bounce off of those sort of decade lows. And anybody that's bought a ticket for a holiday period right now knows what it costs to get a ticket. And it's closer to $450 than it is to $250 the previous few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, every one of our lines is filled, so let's go to the phones and see what's on people's minds. Sandy in Eau Claire, hi. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Sandy. What can we do for you?
Well, my mother and I are thinking about going to Vegas in February, and we're just wondering where we should start to get the best price airfare.
And where would you be flying from?
Well, we're thinking probably out of Duluth or else Minneapolis.
Yeah, I think your best bet, Sandy, is to fly out of Minneapolis if you want to go to Vegas. I'd be shopping right now for those February tickets. As long as you stay away from President's Day weekend, there's tons of sales right now out there for the first 2 weeks in February and sort of the last 10 days in February. So stay away from that President's Day weekend, and you can find a really good deal to Vegas right now.
All right.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. And let's turn to Mary Jane in Tofte, Minnesota. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi.
And where are you planning to fly?
Well, we're trying to go to the Republic of the Marshall Islands, and the airport's Majuro. And we went a couple of years ago, but the tickets are... I just wondered if he had any ideas on any kind of way to save some money on tickets.
And when were you planning to leave?
Beginning of March or end of February.
End of February, beginning March.
Yes, typically when you have those sort of smaller destinations like that where you don't have a lot of traffic to, the ticket price, especially from the U.S., are, you know, in that $1,500 to $1,800 range, sort of like what you would pay to go to Australia, for example, from sort of the Midwest. For March, you need to be shopping right now. Probably not. Don't buy your ticket any later than sort of the end of January.
Okay.
And typically prices on those tickets, if you're going to a small location, whether it's towards Europe or towards Asia, either way, if you look at ticket prices from the coast, usually, you know, from the West Coast to Asia and the East Coast to Europe or those different places, you'll find much better pricing in there. And if you can use, for example, you know, a cheaper domestic ticket or take a low-cost airline into that coast and then switch, it's a much cheaper proposition, especially if you're flying out of a small airport. And then again, if you can drive, you know, an hour or two or maybe even 3 hours to a bigger airport like Minneapolis or Chicago, typically you're going to save yourself $200 to $300 as well.
Yeah, that's what we'd go to Minneapolis. Is it best to buy a separate ticket to, like, Hawaii and then buy a ticket from there?
Yeah, typically I would actually buy a ticket maybe into the Los Angeles area or San Francisco area. And I would even check Seattle, for example, and see if there's anything out of those. Those are typically the three big hub cities that go towards that over the Pacific.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Thank you very much for calling, Mary Jane. Carl in Green Bay, what's on your mind?
Hi there. I just had a general question. Want to know what would be your suggestion on finding the fare rules for flights? The last couple of years, I've noticed it's become more difficult to find the rules of airfare, you know, of actual the tickets.
Sure. Well, first of all, you're going to have to get out a magnifying glass online. But typically what will happen is that you're bound by a couple things. When you buy your ticket, on the site that has a ticket, they have to have a thing in there. You'll see it. Sometimes it says view restrictions or view rules. That's the rules of the airfare. And that has things like, you know, it's only good on certain days, what the peak travel surcharges are, a variety of other things, you know, what days of the week. There's the second thing that you're bound to is the contract of carriage. And every airline, if you just type in on, you know, if you're flying on Delta, for example, just go to Google, type in Delta contract of carriage, and that's the other, you know, half of a tree worth of documentation that you're also bound to when you buy your ticket. Which has things like, you know, what happens if Mother Nature hits, you know, what happens if I get stuck in an airport for longer than 3 hours. Those kind of details are in that document. So those are the two places you should look.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And be prepared to spend a lot of time reading.
These are not small documents.
No, they're not. Teresa in Burlington, on to you. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
My daughter won a grant to study in Prague in the Czech Republic in June. We're wondering if it's wiser to purchase a ticket now, or do you think that they'll go down if we wait till closer in time? And what do you think about using, like, the cheapest tickets are from, like, Romanian Air or airlines we're not familiar with?
Mm-hmm. And how long will she be staying? How long will she be staying?
12 days.
Oh, just 12. Okay.
Right. So a couple tips. First of all, for June travel, typically that's high season to Europe. You should historically, you know, look at prices from the Midwest in the $1,100 to $1,200 round trip range, coast to coast. If you look at it historically, certainly 2008, it was much cheaper than that in the summertime. Another thing you need to know is that if you stay longer than 30 days, you're going to pay a lot more. So because she's only staying, you know, I think she said she's staying for 12 days
yeah.
or something. Yeah, so she's perfectly fine there. Typically, what you want to do is start shopping for international airfare about 4.5 to 5 months. Now, shopping is different than buying. Shopping means you're kicking the tires, you're getting a feel for the price. You know, right now, if you came to me and said, you know, the prices right now into Prague are right at, you know, $1,100, I might say, yeah, sure. You know, it's much more likely, you know, to go up if you think that oil prices are going to be at $100 or $110 a barrel. You know, in the next 3 or 4 months, which a lot of people are predicting. So I can't really predict necessarily what's going to happen with oil prices, but typically this is a little bit early to shop. You probably, for that June ticket, want to start shopping in late January.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Amy emailed us and wonders, when's the best time to purchase tickets for a trip to Phoenix in May? And when is best time for travel to Europe next October? So there's two different questions. She's,
sure.
She's going all over the place.
That's okay. That's good. We like to see that. First of all, I think, you know, over the past 2 or 3 years, the perfect time to actually shop for a domestic airline ticket. And remember, most people in the United States buy their tickets within 30 days of departure, which is probably not a good behavior when prices are up, because ticket prices tend to go up even higher as you get closer to the date. In a recession, it was perfectly fine to do. So you want to shop Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern time. It's very simple. Airlines typically file their sales on Monday evening, at least one airline. In the current economy, no airline wants to be $1 more or less than their competitor. So they all scramble to match Tuesday morning. So the best time to shop is typically Tuesday. A lot of these sales, they're pulling on Thursday evening. So if you're shopping on a Saturday and Sunday, just be aware that you could be paying too much. And so for that trip to Phoenix, I would be looking approximately 3 months shopping and buying, you know, no more than 1 month before departure, and look in that window and shop at the cheapest days of travel are always Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. So even if you can do half your trip on those days, you can save some money. You know, on trips over to Europe, did she say in the fall?
Next October, yeah.
Yeah, so October's perfect, because what happens for Europe, it has four very distinct pricing seasons. They almost exactly correspond with the calendar, you know, with summer, fall, winter, and spring. At late August and early September, when kids go back to school, prices drop for trips to Europe, typically by about 20% or so. So that's good news for you in October. If you actually can wait till a little bit later in October, they will actually drop into winter rates, which is another 20% drop.
Okay, so something to think about. Barb was also there. Barb had emailed that two of them are flying to London in the last half of March and could fly from Chicago or Madison or Milwaukee, and wondering when's the best time to make the deal. I think you kind of covered that, but...
Yeah, I think there's an important thing about March is one of those breakpoints where the last week in March is when ticket prices go up for spring. So if you can take that trip right on the boundary where it's, you know, 8 days before the end of March instead of 6 days before the end of March, you'll pay $200 or $300 less.
All right. Let's go to Jan in Eau Claire. Hi, Jan. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. We'd like to go to Miami about February 22nd and return about March 5th or 6th. What would be the best price, and what airline would that be, and should
sure.
you shop
what,
now?
Sure. What airport are you going from?
Minneapolis.
So you need to be shopping right now. Lots of sales for that time frame, especially, you know, as long as you stay away from President's Day weekend and sort of the mid-March when spring break kicks in. So perfect time to shop right now. And you, I think you said end of February, right?
February 22nd, around that date, yes.
All right, so I'll check some prices for you here while we're looking. Typically, what you would want to do is, you know, start shopping right now. I'd expect the prices to be pretty good. Let's see what it looks like here. I'm going to do a quick check for you. And you're going to stay how long, about a week?
More like 10 days, probably return about March 5th.
Okay. So I would expect to pay in the mid-200s to high-200s. Let me see if there's any pricing out there for that time frame. Yeah, right now, basically, prices to Miami, let's see if let's see what the nonstops are running here. So 275 right now is a pretty good price. It's a good deal to Miami. You can leave, as long as you don't go in that President's Day weekend time frame. If you left on, for instance, February 22nd right now, you can get 219 out the door into Miami. So I'd buy that price right now.
On Delta.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller. Our guest today, Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FairCompare.com. And when you call in, our producer, Jim Packard, answers the phone and puts you online. Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking airfares today with Rick Seney of Dallas, Texas. Larry Mueller here. Thank you so much for listening in. Debbie in Milwaukee has a question for you, Rick, so I'll go right to Debbie. Hi, Deb. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. It's more of a general question on how to avoid rebooking fees.
Okay.
My husband does a lot of business travel to the port cities, you know, New Orleans, Houston, that type of thing. And he's told when he's there, oh, we're going to load your cargo tomorrow. So then he rebooks and he gets charged anywhere from $70 to $150. Last week it happened three times. He rebooked it three times because they were delayed. What's the best time to rebook in that kind of case?
Yeah, so a couple things. Typically, the domestic change fee, which you're calling the rebooking fee, is $150 for your rebooking fee in that case, and that's on legacy airlines. Now, if you take a low-cost airline like Southwest or JetBlue, they typically, like Southwest, doesn't have a change fee. You see, it's sort of a double whammy because, especially at the last minute, when you rebook your tickets, not only are you getting hit with a non-refundable change fee, but you're also getting hit with a much higher price typically for your ticket. So it's sort of a double whammy. You know, so I would do a couple things. First of all, they do have refundable tickets that you can buy at a higher price. Typically, you don't see them quoted on a website because you have to actually hit an option on it that says, "Please show me refundable." If you're gonna change your ticket quite a bit, you need to look at a refundable ticket. Typically, it costs $250 to $300 more. So the trade-off is, if you're rebooking it a few times, it doesn't mean much, right?
Right.
Second of all, I would look at using a low-cost airline that has typically no change fee, like Southwest, if you can. Certainly, they don't have a lot of – they have pretty good routes out of Milwaukee where you want to go, and there's a few routes out of Minneapolis you can do, but you have to connect mostly. So, you know, if you want to take, you know, sort of the standard, you know, North Delta out of the northwestern area, you're looking at $150. There's really no insurance products to help you with this. The only thing else that I could recommend is that each individual airline typically has a mileage rate. If you pre-buy a bunch of miles on their airline, if you know you're going to fly a lot, and you know, and in essence, you can just walk up anytime you want and get on a plane. Those rates typically are pretty good if you're rebooking a lot. So you might want to look at that as well.
All right.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling, Deb. Mary in Eau Claire, we turn to you now. Hi, Mary.
Hi. We're going to Norway at the end of May with a tour group, and they can book our flights for us for a little over $800. Is that a pretty good rate?
You'd be going flying out of Minneapolis, I assume?
Yes. Yeah.
Out of Minneapolis at the end of May, that's a pretty good rate. I think that, you know, likely, you know, that time frame typically ranges between $700 and $900, so that's not a bad price at all.
Okay. All right. And that's Iceland Air or whatever, Icelandic.
Yeah, Iceland Air typically is about $150 cheaper than sort of the legacy airlines like Delta.
Uh-huh,
so they run lots of specials and lots of consolidated airfares. For Iceland Air, that's, you know, you could certainly, if you had a certain day of travel, you could get it cheaper. But the bottom line, that's a pretty good price.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Earl in Fond du Lac. On to you. Hi, Earl.
Hi, Larry and Rick. We would like to travel to Hyderabad, India, to visit our son sometime in March.
Okay.
Sure. Are you going from Minneapolis or Chicago?
Out of Milwaukee.
It would Milwaukee, be, sure.
Milwaukee or Chicago.
Yeah, and you want to go in March?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's take a quick look. How long do you want to stay?
We thought probably about 10 days.
About 10 days. All right, good. Let's take a quick look. Typically, that ticket price during that time frame is going to be in the $1,300 to $1,400 range. So we'll take a quick look here and see. Out of Milwaukee, it's probably going to be a little more expensive than that. So let me see who's flying this. These international queries on our site take a little bit longer, so have some patience.
Yeah,
it's running right at $1,400 out of Milwaukee and about $150 cheaper out of Chicago.
Okay.
So, you know,
might be worth
if you're taking a family of three or four,
oh, yeah,
that drive is probably worth it to save $150 going out of Chicago.
Sure, and it's not that inconvenient.
Yep.
Yeah, right. No, that's your best bet. And typically, you know, you're going to have when you fly out of a smaller airport, there's typically you're going to add another connection. And on a long trip like that, you want to, you know, sort of keep it as minimal airport time as you can.
Absolutely. Good luck, Earl. Thanks a lot for calling. Daniel in Duluth, Minnesota. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling. What? Where are you headed?
It's kind of a general question. We like flying to warmer states come middle of the winter, Florida, California, coastal regional states. And I used to buy them out of a wholesale outlet out of Minneapolis, and they're no longer around. So we fly out of Minneapolis. What's my best bet in getting those obscure tickets, last-minute seats? Buy a ticket this week and it's rock bottom price, or this last 2 weeks. So it's those really unique tickets that that are cheap, but you can make a quick decision.
Yeah, domestically, those kind of tickets just aren't around as much as they used to. Now, many airlines have sort of these what they call weekender specials, which is you leave on a Thursday and come back on a Monday, or leave on a Friday and come back on a Tuesday. Those are really off-peak times, so you can usually typically buy those a week beforehand. Typically, what you want to do is, like right now, there's a bunch of sales running for the last 3 weeks in January, the first 2 weeks in February, and the last week and a half in February. perfect wintertime rates to get down to Florida or get to California, those ticket prices are running, some of them well below $200 round trip. So I'd be buying as many of those as I could right now. Airlines, are probing right now, trying to see what demand's going to look like, in the wintertime. And so we just actually had a domestic airfare hike over the last 2 days of $10 round trip. So you need to be out there shopping right now, especially if you're traveling in January or February. You should be able to find all sorts of warm weather deals in that 200 and below range.
There you go. Thanks a lot for calling, Dan. Lance in Minong, Michigan. Hello.
Good morning. I had to sign up for your website, Rick, here a month ago, the last time I heard you talk, and I'd like to try to plan a trip to go to Las Vegas in February. And of course, I'd like to have it over President's Day weekend if I could possibly. But,
so would the airlines.
me and a million other Americans. But basically, I'd like to. Years ago, we used to do it from Thursday until Sunday, and we'd like to try to get out of Duluth if we could. But I haven't had much success with that. And this time, I don't know. We thought about doing it maybe an a la carte by just getting the airfare and then getting out and getting the hotel versus getting the hotel and the air package. But I don't know which way to go.
Sure, yeah. And I think you need to check both, to be honest, because there's tons of deals running right now in Vegas hotels. There's so much capacity. They've added on City Center. All the hotels are doing deals, especially, during February. Of course, that President's Day, Valentine's Day weekend is busiest days in Vegas, so they typically don't discount a lot. And, right now, you said you were going out of Duluth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the prices right now, the entire month of February out of Duluth are $400, where if you go out of Minneapolis or Chicago or Milwaukee, they're running in the low to mid 200s. So, it's just part of that regional airport surcharge that you pay, for the convenience of flying out, close to home.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just have to keep checking.
But I would definitely check the package sites, because sometimes out of Duluth, they will, have some negotiated rates where the airfare is closer to, $275, $300. They'll package it with a hotel. You won't know where it's discounting. You can try sites like Priceline and put some bids in at the area at your budget level and see what they do for packages as well. So I would try multiple steps. I mean, when you're looking for cheap travel, no one source, including us at Fare Compare, can always give you the best deal. So you have to shop quite a bit.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Lance, for calling. Desiree in Waukesha, on to you now. Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm looking at planning a family trip to an amusement park in Orlando. And, when you go to their website, you can do everything. The tickets, the hotel, the ground transportation, all that. Is it reasonable to also get the airline tickets with that bundle, or should I search the airline tickets separately? Can I trust them to give me the best price?
Yeah, I think, when you're buying bundles of things, typically the idea is when they bundle it together, they can discount certain parts of it so it looks better. So I would definitely take the bundle, look at it. But, when you're looking at those things, it's hard to tell, and I would shop them a la carte and say, okay, I'm going to stay at, the Contemporary at the House of Mouse down there, and I'm going to get my airfare to Orlando. And I would go ahead and price it separately to see what it sort of looks like, because what happens is typically they use negotiated rates, and negotiated rates at any given moment could be much higher than some sale that's going on. Like, there's tons of sales going on right now, through until we hit spring break time. So I would definitely check both, because with larger families, especially if kids, two or three kids, saving $40 or $50 each can make
adds
a big
up.
Difference in your total trip. And it can be you can do a lot more interesting things while you're there as well, if you save that money. So I would do both and just feel comfortable with your purchase. But typically, the package deals are pretty good. So I would say that you just need to compare.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. And Frank in Eau Claire, on to you. Hi, Frank.
Hello. All right, so this is our situation. We're looking at flying out of North Bend, Oregon, and going to Tampa, Florida, departing on maybe either from the 1st to the 3rd in February and returning, you know, the 22nd to the 24th. We had checked airline tickets probably about a week or two ago, and we were able to find them or see them for everywhere from, you know, $275 round trip to, say, $350. But right now we're seeing like $494, so I don't know if prices went up. I hear a lot about sales, so I didn't know if it's going to be going back down or what we should expect.
Sure. I'm looking at it right now, and it's in the high 400s right now for the entire month of February.
Ugh.
And I think what you're seeing there is some sales. Typically what happens when they have these big sales, especially when low-cost airlines are leading them, that's typically out of the top 50 or 60 cities in the U.S., and sometimes those sales don't reach very deep into the smaller regional airports. And so what you're seeing basically is sort of that regional airport upcharge. Yeah, and if I just saw those tickets at $275 or $280, anytime I see them out of those regional airports in that range, you got to scoop them up really quickly. Because it just doesn't happen very often. Now, you know, is it likely to go up or down? You know, I don't see those prices going up to $550, so I might wait a little bit. You know, we're sitting here in mid-December. I wouldn't buy that ticket any later sort of than the second week in January, so I might sit on the fence a little bit because it's more likely to go down to $400 than it is to go to $550 right now.
All right. There you go. And that $275, $280, that was the time to jump in.
Yeah, you know, really, I think people should know that it's really important nowadays that it's sort of like pre-negotiating your mortgage loan or your car loan. You got to have, you know, approval from your spouse on this sort of pre-approval because when these deals hit, they go so fast. I mean, the internet disseminates information so quickly about good deals, and there's such limited seats nowadays for these good deals. They just get scooped up really quickly.
Let's turn to Sue in Appleton next. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I would like to go to Sri Lanka next year. My departure times, I can pretty much go anytime. I would like to know kind of when I should start, how far in advance I should start shopping, what time would be the best fare, and what sort of fare to expect.
Right. So is that the only place you're going, or are you going to do multiple stops?
That is my ultimate destination. I mean, I can be flexible and go someplace else first.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. This is one of those ones that takes a little bit longer look because of the way it, because you have such flexibility on what part of the year you want, you can go, and you can go in any time and stay any number of days. Guarantee you, we can help you find a good deal. Because that kind of flexibility promotes getting a good deal. Typically, you know, tickets of that nature from the Midwest of the U.S. run sort of year-round in the $1,400 to $1,700 range for coach. You know, that's sort of the range you want to shoot for. Certainly, you know, you want to look at the weather patterns. You know, I'm not as familiar with that particular area. I would check out the almanac for there, check the weather patterns and see what the weather patterns are so you get sort of a nicer time frame to go there from a weather perspective. But, you know, if you'll send us a note to customer.service@faircompare.com, because you're on the show today, I'll take a look at it personally and see if I can't help you find sort of a great deal.
And I'm sorry, can you repeat it again?
Sure. Customer.service@faircompare.com.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling.
Just mention the radio show, and I'll personally take a look at it before I head out for vacation in a day or two.
Where are you headed, Rick?
You know, we're going to go do a little Disneyland over in California with my daughter just for this coming weekend and then have some fun with that. I'm looking forward to that, actually.
It sounds like fun. Well, Harold in Superior has a question for you, so we go there. Hi, Harold.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good.
Basically, what I want to do here is kind of do like a little triangle deal here, and I just wanted to see what, you know, kind of advice you can give me. I want to go from Minneapolis to Oakland, California, and then from there to Valdosta, Georgia, and then from there back up to Minneapolis.
Sure. You know, basically, that's what's called an open jaw ticket, where you basically have, or some sites will call it multi-city. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so if you go to a site, just look for the multi-city option.
Okay.
And you can put in all those. And it, depending on basically the way those are priced is that each one of those legs that you price are what's called a half round trip amount. So if you were taking a round trip to that area, they typically you would pay half that as you sort of hopscotch across.
Okay.
So when you're looking at the, you said you I think you had three stops there.
Yeah, Oakland, Minneapolis to Oakland, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep,
right.
Minneapolis to Oakland, and then from there to Valdosta. Basically, I just want to take 7 days, go out to California for 4 days,
sure.
And go to Georgia to three, then back up.
So what you're trying to do, what you're trying to shoot for on that is a set of days that looks like you'll pay around $150 for each of those legs so that you don't pay any more than $150 for each of those hops. And so if you have three hops, for example, your ticket should be in that $450 range. That's what you should be shooting for.
Okay, so what site do I go to again?
You can if you come to our site, there's you can look at the multi-city option. Almost every major online travel agency, Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, Hotwire, Priceline, all the airline sites, but look for the thing that says multi-city.
Multi-city. Okay, there you go. Thanks, Harold.
It's usually, by the way, it's usually buried under some options, say advanced options or something like that.
On to Kimberly in Milwaukee. Hi, Kim.
Hi. I am starting medical school in actually next month in Ross University, which is in Dominica. And so I'm going to be going back and forth from the Caribbean to Milwaukee a couple times during the year. So I just wanted your advice on how to best price tickets for like that.
Sure. I think it's really important that you actually, you know your exact dates that you can come and go so you can pick those fixed dates. You know, I'm assuming are you going to be going in January?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you got to be shopping right now, first of all, for that first set of tickets, right?
Right.
For your first trip. And I would be shopping right now and buying no later than about Christmas time. As long as you stay in if you stay out of the first 5 or 6 days in January, you should be able to get a pretty decent deal. Now, a pretty decent deal for the Caribbean from sort of the northwestern area, Minneapolis, Chicago, Milwaukee area, is typically in the $450 range.
Okay.
Now, so sometimes you can get a little bit cheaper, but it's pretty pricey, to be honest. And
yeah.
Typically you're going to end up connecting, depending on who you fly, you know, through Atlanta or Miami or Charlotte or one of those cities to get into the Caribbean, because that's where most of the flights that go into the Caribbean go. There may be a few nonstops to more popular places in the Caribbean. So, you know, in that 450 to 500 range, is 550 range is what you should be shooting for. And definitely start shopping about 3 months before departure for each of those different tickets. And, you know, if you sign up for alerts on our site, we'll help you pick up a sale so you can try to pick those up at sale prices. But, you know, those tickets really for any time in the winter are pretty pricey.
Yeah, and then you have the issue of probably a long time, Kimberly. You'll be there more than 90 days before you'd be returning.
Right, and most of those tickets have a 30-day minimum stay rule, so you're going to even pay more if you stay over 90. I mean, over 30.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. And enjoy Dominica. I spent been there many times, and it's a beautiful place. Thanks a lot for calling, Marcy in Wausau. On to you. Hi, Marcy.
Hi. I'm interested in meeting up with some friends in the Puerto Vallarta in the beginning of February. I would have a departure of no later than February 15th, and I'm looking for like a 1 week stay, so I have some flexibility. And I was tentatively thinking about the 7th to the 14th, 15th, something like that. But I guess I need a little assistance with, you know, how.
What city are you going to be flying out of?
Central Wisconsin, Mosinee area would be preferred.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's going to be the most expensive, probably.
Well, yeah, let's take a look and see what it's running. And you're pretty flexible on when in February you can go for about a week.
Yeah, the date. I can't leave any later than the 15th.
Right, so the first few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's running in the low 500s right now out of central Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what it's – what's the nearest bigger airport?
There's Madison, and there's Appleton and
Milwaukee.
That's about a little further, but yeah.
Let's see what's running out of Milwaukee just to see if there's a big difference. My guess is that there'd probably be about $100 to $150 difference. first 2 weeks. Nah, it's still running in the mid 400s. So I'd go ahead and with that gap right there, you need to be buying your ticket no later than sort of the second week in January, and it looks like you're gonna be paying in the mid 400s for that out of Central Wisconsin. You might save $10 by going to Milwaukee, so it's probably not worth your while.
Not worth it. Okay, Marcy, there you go. Ann in Madison, on to you now. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I was wondering, so my fiancé is studying in South Africa for med school, but he's only doing it for like a month of a study abroad, and he would be flying out of Columbus, and hopefully he'd be flying around like the beginning of July, like July 5th.
Okay.
Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, okay. CMH. Okay, let's take a quick. And you said summertime, June, right?
That's July, yeah.
July. So let's take a quick look here and see what prices look like. You know, typically that time of year you can find pretty good deals. I mean, a good deal to South Africa, though, usually is in the $1,800 range.
Okay.
And it was in the $2,800 range during World Cup.
So, yeah.
Typically, you know, this is a little bit early to be shopping. Yeah, so prices right now are right in the high 1600s right now. For that time frame, anywhere from a week-long to two-week-long trip. As long as you don't stay there any longer than 30 days, you should be able to get in that lower range around $1,600 out of Columbus.
So, right at 30 days, if it's getting there, if it's getting up to a month?
Yeah, as soon as you go over 30 days, there's a rule on the cheapest airfares that say there's what's called a maximum stay rule, and all the cheapest fares usually have a maximum stay of 30 days. So what they're going to do is lift you up to the next higher prices if you stay longer than 30 days.
I see. Okay.
So stay 29 days or stay exactly 30 days.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for calling. And Christina emailed Rick and wonders if you have any tips or rules for finding deals on business class or first class tickets.
Yeah, no, there's always sort of interesting stuff. This is one of my favorite topics. There are some discounted business class seats for domestic travel called Y-Ups. You can check them out on our site. Just type in discount first class into Google. You'll see all our articles on that. For international, most people don't know this, but many airlines actually have sometimes a 40 or 50-day advance purchase business class discounted fare. Typically, they're non-refundable. When you buy business class seats, it's typically between $3,000 and $5,000 to Europe, for example.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more for Asia. And these ticket prices typically, you know, are discounted anywhere from 30% to 50% if you buy them 40 to 50 days in advance.
Yeah.
Many of the legacy airlines, most people don't know about these tickets that they sit out there. And so I would definitely look into those. Also, if you want to really fly, you know, first class or business class, it's always a good idea maybe to take a coach ticket to the coast, because typically business class seats are much more competitive out of coastal cities like New York, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., L.A., San Francisco. Take a coach ticket, you know, connect, and then buy a first class ticket off that coast city, and you'll probably pay $1,000 or $2,000 less.
There you go. I tell you what, this has been fun. Maybe we've got time for Cindy in Boulder Junction. Let's get Cindy on. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Two things. I am headed for Hawaii, and I was wondering, I have a girlfriend that's going over there as well, and would it be feasible to match her tickets that she already has? Would that be possible to do something like that, or would it be just much more to my advantage to book my own flights and just meet her over there?
Yeah, the good news is I was just at a conference speaking at an airline executive conference last week, and airlines like Alaska Airlines are increasing their capacity into Hawaii from the West Coast. That may not help you a lot there, but what airline is she flying?
United.
United, okay.
Yeah, so United, I would definitely try to get on her flight and see what the pricing is. depending on what time of year you're in, we've seen some pretty good discounting in off-peak Hawaii down in the $400 to $450 range, which is really good pricing to Hawaii from the Northwest. Typically, that price point's much closer to $650 to $750 round trip, you know, sort of normally. I would definitely try to get on our flight. As long as the flight's a little bit further out, I'd keep monitoring that. Go to our site, sign up for alerts, and see if the price point drops. You know, on a specific flight, on a specific day, the likelihood of price points dropping compared to all the different other options you could have is pretty low. But I would definitely check and see. You know, maybe if it's only a $50 or $75 difference, you'd be willing to fly with your friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks very much for calling. And Rick, thank you so much. You'll come back and be with us again, I hope. I'm glad to have you with us. Thank you so much for joining us. Rick Cini of faircompare.com, a consumer research website. Their motto is never overpay for airline tickets again. And their website, obviously, faircompare.com. We'll look forward to his next visit. Coming up, we're going to take a look at a new book out. It's called Wisconsin Wildflowers in 3D. David Tank, our guest, coming up next on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.